The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
This is God Calling, and I'm Paul Orlowski. We're happy to have you with us, and we got some special guests today. Familiar names, if not names, voices to you. Jason and Kristalina Everett are joining us. Kristalina, of course, can be heard here on AM 1260 The Rock and EWTN Radio, Saturdays at noon on our air. And of course, Jason has all kinds of video and instructional things. And the topic is one that's kind of close to me, and that is just our teenagers today and the images that they get in the media of what makes them tick. A lot of sexual messages and things like that. So guys, first of all, Kristalina, let's start with you, your program here on EWTN and AM 1260 The Rock, Women Made New. Tell me about the program.
Basically, I just want to cover a gamut of different issues that women are struggling with on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of the issues I'm struggling with myself within my own home, motherhood, marriage, and just being a woman in general in this crazy terrain right now going on in the world. And it's so unpredictable that I just wanted to cover those tough topics that some people may not want to discuss.
What types of questions do you get from people? What do women want to hear?
There's a lot of mental health shows that we've done right now, mm-hmm. and then also just different topics that are going on in the church. And I, like, recently had Teresa Tomeo on, and that was really specific to really talk about the different changes and things happening in the church and the different lies, the way the media is lying to us and how we can recognize it. And then also to really cover where are those good resources? What are those good media resources that we can trust? That women can get their news and know that they're not being lied to. I got a really, really good response from that one, for sure.
Well, I think there's so much good stuff out there, but it gets buried. And if you know how to find it, that's you can right. find it, but not everybody knows how to find it.
No, they don't. And when you give them those good resources, they just gravitate to it. And then also, I even had Doug Barry on, and we talked about if there's a big emergency or something happened here, God forbid, that we're prepared and what things you need in your home to be prepared mentally, spiritually, physically, even emotionally. How can you prepare now so if something does happen, you aren't scrambling like most people will be?
Jason, you write quite a bit, all kinds of resources that people can access that you've authored on all kinds of topics, but many of them having to do with relationships and the images of women, lust versus love, one of them. Parenting for purity, things like that, and the whole idea of chastity is really very central to your discipleship, your mission.
Yeah, no, it is. We've been doing it for 25 years now, and as you know, there's no shortage of confusion when these kids get their cell phones and they get exposed to pornography when they're 9, 10, 11 years old, and then by the time they start dating at, unfortunately, early ages of 14 or 15, I mean, it's chaos. Just what it even means to be human. I mean, the next book we're working on right now is one on gender to help parents and educators to kind of navigate through this terrain right now of gender confusion. What does it even mean to be a woman? I mean, for example, I just got a message from a parent over in Massachusetts of what they're going to be giving out through the public schools to the kids, and it's the reading list starting in kindergarten of, like, Morris and his tangerine dress, the true story of a boy named Penelope, what Riley wore, like, training first graders in cross-dressing. I mean, it's bananas what's going on. And so we kind of try to create these resources for families because parents ultimately are the primary sex educators, not the schools, not even the church.
my eyebrows went up when I heard all this, because I don't see a lot of this stuff, what's going on in the schools, as much as I, you know, once did. That's really shocking. Although I do, you know, there was a Pew study not long ago. It had to do with sexuality and things, and this one said homosexual behavior. 44% said it was sinful, and surprisingly, of Catholics, 39% saying it is not. Can the church do more?
Absolutely, and I think the important thing is to help people who experience these same-sex attractions to understand that gay pride or gay shame aren't the only two options in the world for them. Because I think a lot of times that's what they think. Either I hide in the closet out of fear that if anyone knew, they'd hate me and be bigoted against me, or come out of the closet, embrace my sexual attractions as my identity, and forget God, the church, and the Bible. Those are my only two options. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of, you know, Catholics who might experience these attractions, they don't realize that those aren't the only two options. There's an option of chastity, and St. John Paul II even said chastity is the sure way to happiness. So thanks be to God, there's more witnesses in the church now and ministries that show people who experience same-sex attractions or transgender inclinations that the church is their home, that God loves them, and he's calling them to a life of perfection and holiness. And it's not a life of misery and loneliness and repression and self-denial. It's a life of profound intimacy with Christ and with others, according to his understanding of human love, rather than sometimes our broken understanding of what that's supposed to look like.
Crystalina, tell me about your background. Where'd you grow up?
Denver, Colorado. And I came from a broken family, and I went to public high school, and I was really wild in my teen years, and I really took on everything the world had to offer. And by the end of high school, I was completely broken and confused of who I was, and I actually hated myself. And I ended up going, my mother actually forced me to go to a chastity talk, and I saw a young man who was very honest, blunt, and real, and he was unashamed of what he had done because he had God's forgiveness and grace, and I longed for that. And he pierced that darkness I was buried in, and I was able to turn my life around. And I just wanted to help young people, especially young women, heal from their brokenness and woundedness and let them know that it's never too late to start over, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, that God has a purpose and a plan for your life.
The teenage years can be so difficult, and from what I'm hearing specifically for women, for a young woman, that they're seeking approval. And I read a quote of yours, which is, why do you always seek a man's approval? They're at a very impressionable age. What types of answers can you provide for people?
One, I think it's important that they start at a young age talking to their kids about sexuality and the differences between boys and girls. And then also, I think it's important for parents to navigate their teens through those just changes that they're going through when they hit puberty, because it's a very confusing time. And I feel like this transgender movement really hits those young kids when they're going through that confusion. And it's important that the parents be the foundation and information on giving them exactly what they need and what's happening with their bodies, what's going on, and then navigating them to what does a relationship look like? This is what your body is for. This is what a relationship is for. And if the parents aren't doing that at home and navigating their kids and not getting over their insecurities and thinking they can just have this one-time big sex talk with their kids, they're setting themselves up. They're setting their children up for failure and their parenting up for failure.
If you guys can both stay there, we'll be back with Jason and some of your story when we come back on God Calling. This is AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. This is God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski, your host. Jason and Crystalina Everett are our guests today. Jason, as far as you go, where did you grow up and go to school and things like that?
Yeah, I grew up in Arizona, a good Catholic family, and then ended up being blessed to go to Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. And that was really a transformative experience for me, just to be around that many solid faculty members and classmates, and just the experience of faith on campus really set the trajectory for my life. And I think it was there, while I was doing some service work, we did 3 years of sidewalk counseling at an abortion clinic in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I started feeling late because I'm meeting these women and they're having an abortion in 45 minutes. And I'm just wondering, well, why couldn't I have met her when she was 15 or in junior high? Because maybe if she had learned about chastity then, maybe she never would have dated this guy in the first place and found herself in this difficult situation today. So I realized, to save the most unborn babies, I have to swim upstream and do more preventative work instead of kind of the last minute work. And so I was doing that, and at the same time leading high school retreats, and the kids were opening up to me about all the struggles they were having with relationships and sexuality. And while both of those things were going on, I was discovering John Paul II's writing Love and Responsibility. And I realized, like, this is the antidote. Like, I have in my hands the antidote to this culture of death and confusion and love and lust. And so I started sharing portions of that with the young people. And you just see the light go on. And they realize it's not some, like, imposition of Vatican rules to control me. Like, this is what I want. You know, I want this kind of love. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to find it. And so ultimately, it's part of the gospel. It's good news. It's not some litany of prohibitions. You know, it's the demands of authentic human love, which is what we're created for.
Crystalina, obviously, both of you, your vocation in life is marriage, and now, of course, your ministries. But how'd you guys meet?
In the Bahamas, actually, at a chastity conference. Jason was putting on it, how to be a speaker. And I flew out there to learn so I could come home and really just minister to young women and just see what God was asking of me. And that's where I met Jason, and we were friends for a good year. Then we started speaking together, and then we courted, and here we are with two ministries and 10 kids later.
10 kids. Where's your spare time?
Yes.
Is there any spare time?
I don't have any. I'm very particular with my time, and so does Jason. But we do it, and we have 8 children, and I have my 2 babies in heaven. So.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere, Jason, you said every now and again you have to get away for just a little bit, maybe work out for a little bit, then you come back a stronger husband and father.
No, absolutely, yeah. You know, and so I try to make time for exercise each day and prayer each day, and you know, daily mass. And you know, I think if you're living a balanced life like that, it's, you know, it's a gift to your family that, you know, you're not burning yourself out and then taking it out on them. That you know how to refresh yourself, so that way you're fresh when they come home from school. You can be more fully present to them.
The something I read, Christina, that you said, your light was made to shine, but your worth can't come from who you're with, what you wear, or what others think of you. It has to come from inside. Talk about that a little bit.
Honestly, I think the most important thing a person can do right now is to be right with God and to be as incredibly Eucharistic as possible, because God created each person for a purpose, a plan, and whatever that is right now, it's all hands on deck in the church. And I truly believe all Catholics, all people of faith are called to do great things and to help such a hurting world right now. And the closer you are to Jesus, the devil has got to go, because he cannot stand that light. And God will reveal who you are in him and what that purpose is. And once you kind of have a trajectory of that and you learn to really say yes to what God's asking you to do in your life, it's incredibly fulfilling. And you're not looking on the outside of trying to get fulfilled, because you already are on the inside. And it's not always easy, but God does give you the peace and grace to get through anything.
Do you find in young women who maybe have had a sexual relationship, maybe even a pregnancy, that there's a hopelessness, like I can't get that back, I'm lost, and so the next guy is the next guy?
Oh, absolutely. That was me. You just described myself before I had my conversion. But when you're so buried in such sin and you have such confusion, you really do feel worthless and like you're nothing. And I hated myself. And to live like that is so sad, and I understand why there's so much suicide and sexual confusion right now, because they really don't know who they are, and because they've given so much away, how do you even turn back from that? And if you don't know God, it is a hopeless situation in your mind. But once you do find that, and you know that there is healing, you can start over. Sky's the limit, and God will do great things with anybody. It doesn't matter what has happened in their past or what background they've come from. God loves you. He wants to use you and forgive you, but the person has to take that first step. And sometimes it's scary, because we don't always understand our faith and religion and what God is going to ask of us or take away from us. But truly, what he took away from me and gave back is so much more. And as I talk about how I used to be, I feel like I'm talking about a complete stranger now at this point, because I'm so completely different. But God can do anything with anyone. I don't care what background they come from, that his mercy is greater.
In a short sentence, I guess it's never too late.
It is never too late. That's right.
Jason, you have a lot of resources out there, and kind of some of them targeted to ages, some for parents, the 7th to 12th graders, Lust versus Love, for college, How to Survive a Marriage, Before You're Married, which is very important. Talk about some of these resources.
Yeah, well, we try to come out with them as they're needed within the culture. And so, like, two of the ones we came out in the last year or two, one was called The Dating Blueprint. And as we wrote that, because we realized that the poor guys don't know how to date. Like, they have no clue how to date. They're trying to swipe back and forth on their apps and sending text messages to girls, and, like, they have no idea. And so we surveyed thousands of young women and asked them, like, what do you wish guys knew about dating? Like, how do you want to be asked out? How do you not want to be asked out?
Mm-hmm.
Questions on just dating etiquette and courtship and initiating love. And then we took all those insights from the women and then put it in this book for the guys called The Dating Blueprint. And so it's when to date, why to date, who to date, how to date, and all those specifics. And then another resource made for the guys is called Forged. And it's because so many young men kept coming to us saying, hey, you know, I know it's wrong to look at pornography, and I've been trying to break free for 5 years, but everything I try doesn't work, and I'm still addicted. What do I do? And so Matt Fradden and I got together and kind of created a 33-day plan for these guys. So every day is a different spiritual exercise, so to speak, to help these guys finally break free so they can live out the vocation that God is calling them to. Because if they don't break free from this, I mean, their entire vocation, I think, is at stake. And so we created that resource, Forge, and every day they get a free video emailed to their phone. So that way, that place where they're falling on the screen can also be a place of redemption for them.
Stay right there. We're going to be back after a commercial break. This is God Calling. Jason and Crystalina Everett joining us. We'll be right back on God Calling. We're back on God Calling. Jason and Crystalina Everett joining us. She hosts Women Made New right here on EWTN on AM 1260 The Rock, Saturdays at 12 noon. And of course, Jason, back to you for just a moment. Lust versus Love, that title, and also Parenting for Purity. You got to get back to the parents, but lust versus love. People start dating, they think they're in love, and sometimes lust creeps in there, I suppose. That's one of your topics for 7th to 12th grade. That's very critical time.
Yeah, that's the name of our chastity presentation that we give. So that's a CD, it's a DVD. So, you know, if you're an educator or you got a parent of teens, you know, it's something that you could show them on the screen. And, you know, that's a talk that I gave with Crystalina in front of a high school where we kind of present the case for chastity, showing them that it's more than just abstinence, which is just the absence of sex. It's this the presence of a virtue of purity that really makes you free to love. And so we go into the tough topics of, well, how far is too far? And how do you start over? And why should I break free from pornography? And how to deal with peer pressure and all these kinds of issues that are on the forefront of the young people's minds. So that's the presentation we typically will give for 7th through the 12th graders. And then for the parents, as you mentioned, we've got a talk called Parenting for Purity and then a book called Raising Pure Teens, because a lot of these parents, you know, they were never given this talk by their parents. And so now their kid, you know, has got this cell phone in the pocket. They don't know how to set up the security for it. They don't know how to begin the conversation on sexuality. They think it's going to be too awkward and the kid's going to roll his eyes. And so we've got to empower the parents and equip them, because when the teens were surveyed, what is the number one factor that shapes your sexual behavior? Is it the movies, the media, friends? The teenager's number one reply was actually my parents and what they brought me up to believe. And so we need to equip and encourage these parents to get over their insecurities to talk about this stuff with their kids.
I'm still waiting for my father, and I'm 69 years old. So, Crystalina, I think something I read that you said, what girls are always saying, why don't guys respect us? Why don't guys respect us or maybe me as a woman? What can guys do and what can girls do to earn that respect? You don't have to earn it. You deserve it, respect.
I think they need to have clear standards. That's one thing I did not have. I was kind of always pushing it and pushing it, like, oh, well, this is okay. Well, this is okay. And then it's like, well, it was all the way okay, all the way to the bedroom. And then it's like, what did I do? How did I get here? You know, it's to really know what it is you want in that significant other, especially girls. So when those smooth talking, sweet smelling guys come their way and they're bored on a weekend, they know the basic qualities that they want in a guy, and they know they have no business dating him. They could be friends, but they don't go past that. And if you have those clear standards and you don't falter, yes, you may be lonely a couple of nights or by yourself sometimes, but in the end, regret is a lot worse than loneliness from time to time. So to know your standards and to stick with them, and guys to do the same.
If you've made the mistakes or you want to turn around and come back, you suggest the most basic of all Catholic starting points, and that is confession.
That's huge. A person cannot start over and do this and everything coming against you, especially spiritually, without the grace of God. And I tried numerous times because I didn't know God and I didn't even know if I believed in God. And I kept telling myself, I'm never doing that again. I promised myself, and I made these declarations. But there I would be the next week and doing the same exact thing because I didn't have the grace of God and the strength to withstand what was coming up against me. And it was truly when I went to confession, but a real confession, you know, not that the duplicity sometimes I would go into the confession with. I gave everything over to God and I asked him to just help me and to there I was in my filth and I just wanted to start over. And he really heard me and he did give me the grace. And from that point on, I didn't fall back into those sexual sins. But you're not going to become a saint overnight, obviously, but God will give you the grace for what you need if you go to him with that wholehearted, just please help me, Lord. I don't want to be this way anymore. And he will hear you and he will listen.
You actually made a list, so you didn't leave anything out.
I did, and it was like front, back. It was a lot. A legal-sized notepad, but I went in there, and to throw that thing away was so major, and it was so freeing. I can't even tell you. And all the fear and everything, it just was gone. So I would highly suggest if someone truly wants to live this out, especially everything coming against our faith right now in our society, it is vital that you stay close to the sacraments, you stay close to Jesus in the Eucharist, and you stay in the state of grace.
We all know the feeling coming out of the confessional. It's great. But you combine it with the physical act of throwing away that list, which probably is kind of cleansing in a way in itself.
Oh, absolutely. It was. And you know, this last weekend I went to confession. There was this poor man in front of me. And we were the last two in a really long line. And he started shifting and scratching and breathing really hard. I thought he was going to pass out. He was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned and he looked at me with his eyes wide. And he said, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, my gosh.
He was visibly just like freaking out. And I said, you know, I bet God is so happy with you right now and you haven't even gone in there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of just stopped calm and then the door opened and he just went, you know. But I mean, I know that fear, I know being overwhelmed, I know being scared, standing up against that, but in the end it is so worth it. And that's where God wants you to make that decision and give your will over and say, no, I don't care what's coming against me, I don't care how emotional I feel right now, I don't care how scared or embarrassed, I'm going to do this.
How did he look coming out?
I was in another confession.
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm sure wonderful, but it's good, and God will bless your effort.
Jason, this is something that Kristalina said. Purity is a way of life. It's a way of thinking. It's how you act, how you dress, what music you listen to, and the way you carry yourself around the opposite sex. How do you impart that to young people? How do you break through?
Yeah, I think the key that I try to emphasize with the kids is that the whole function of purity and chastity is to free you to love, and it frees you to know if you're authentically being loved. And so when you bring chastity into a relationship, which isn't just abstinence, the absence of sex, it's this presence of reverence for the other person and their sexuality, it's a real test of love. Because, you know, a lot of these guys make the woman feel wanted, but the real question is, does he want her? Or does he only want the pleasure that he could get at her expense?
Mm-hmm.
And chastity is that virtue that can bring a man's intentions right up to the surface. Because if he won't stay with her because she won't give him that, then it's not her that he desires. It's only that which she can offer him. And so chastity will be a real test of his love. And so we shouldn't be afraid of this virtue, this neurotic, repressive attitude. That's not what it is. It opens up a way to true love.
Guys, thanks for joining us on God Calling. Jason and Christina Everett are our guests today, Kristalina, and all kinds of stuff on the web that parents can access, teens can access, and it's the good stuff out there on the web. Guys, thanks very much. It's a great show. I really appreciate your being with us.
Thanks for having
us on.
Okay. This is God Calling on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. We're here every week at this time. We hope you'll join us again soon. Take care.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. Join us next week for another episode, and if you missed any part of this week's program, visit our website at am1260therock.com and click on the Archive Audio tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at AM 1260TheRock.com.